Vermonters who've been thinking about buying an electric vehicle may get a new financial incentive to take that plunge. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, tax breaks for EVs are one of several clean energy proposals that'll be up for debate in Montpelier next year.
The cars and trucks traveling Vermont's roads are far and away the biggest contributors to greenhouse gas emissions in the state. And for climate-minded policymakers, cutting emissions from the transportation sector could be the quickest way to reduce Vermont's carbon footprint. Addison County Senator Chris Bray says one way to accomplish that goal is to replace gas-fueled vehicles with electric cars. And the Democratic chairman of the Senate Committee on Natural Resources will be offering a proposal next year that he says could hasten that transition.
Waiving the purchase and use tax paid up to $30,000 on an electric vehicle.
It's a pretty significant financial sweetener for people thinking about purchasing an electric car. The break would apply only to the first $30,000 of the purchase price, but Bray says it could save buyers up to $1,800 in avoided purchase and use taxes. Some states have used government-funded cash rebates to spur electric vehicle purchases. Bray says budget constraints in Montpelier will likely dissuade lawmakers from making that kind of financial outlay.
But we could, I think, forego revenues on that side in order to help people make the transition.
It won't be the only clean energy bill up for debate in Bray's committee next year. Another piece of legislation would considerably expand the state's net metering program. That program has been around for nearly two decades, and it's made things like rooftop solar panels, for instance, financially viable for thousands of Vermont homeowners. Bray, though, says the existing net metering program has left some people out.
They don't have a roof that's pointing the right way, or they have trees that are shading, or they're a tenant and they're in a building and their landlord isn't putting up any clean energy for them.
So he'll be proposing a community-scale net metering program where numerous people can buy into one larger renewable energy project. He says the new net metering class would also let large businesses and other institutions make the conversion to renewable energy.
Municipalities would like to have more clean energy, school systems, hospitals, nonprofits, as well as folks in the commercial side of things.
Bray's bill would allow for up to 250 megawatts of new net metered generation, and he says the bill would have mechanisms in place to minimize the impact on overall electricity rates. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.